time for another Kennedy Malloy catch-up. For garden tools with more power and less noise, use Makita's cordless power garden tools. Power over 200 tools with one battery. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, hello Australia and welcome to the big Monday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hi, Mick Malloy.
Hello, Dangerous
Hi,
Dave.
Hi, Mick. G'day, Jane.
Hi, Dave.
Here we are. Well, it's been won and run again. Super Bowl 52, I believe. Oh. It is. It's piping hot. We're going to cross live to Miami to catch up with Triple M's own Eddie Maguire, who will talk us through
the
big day.
And I don't like to correct you, but I believe it's Super Bowl 54.
Yeah, there's two I didn't like. So there's two I
know that you just wanted to ignore.
I just wanted to get out of the way.
That's
what
all
else,
right.
Jane?
We are going to talk about resignations. There's been a few. Bridget McKenzie mysteriously resigned.
You've got blood on your hands.
Well, you Richard Di Natale.
I blame your segment, the pork barrel, or derailing.
Do you really? She'll take it up with me. And Pamela Anderson might have called it quits, so she's resigned after 12 days of marriage.
We'll get to the bottom of that. We're going to have a look at some global news. There's some big stuff going on. Coronavirus here, terror acts there, Brexit
London,
underway.
Yes. Mm.
It's all happening. We'll get to the bottom of it.
It is. We have our favourite new segment, The Song Whisperer, with Jay, our EP, who's going to bring along a fantastic clue today. The song, I don't know.
The plot line to a song.
It's brilliant. All I can say, you've got to hang in there and listen for
Derek
that.
Derek Watts will be swinging by. Nice. Always a pleasure when he is in the house. I Call Bullshit Jane, back and running. What have you got?
Well, as well as the magazines, I've got a bios and giving you a bit of an update on Married at First Sight with Stars Back Tonight.
It's not starting already. Please.
It is. I'm sorry about that, everyone.
Good Lord.
I'll apologise now.
And we'll run for approximately 74 weeks this year.
They say this group of contestants is wackier than ever, if that's possible.
Good Lord. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. We will get it all done. But
it's
It is a big Monday. It starts early. Mm. You drop the kids off at school. You go home. You get on the couch. You set out everything.
Is that what you do?
You do. And you get into Super Bowl mode. Mm. It was a ripper. It was fantastic. Come from behind.
Patrick
Mahomes now is the biggest thing in world sport, I reckon. They reckon he's on basketball money now, which is
that's amazing. He's got a lovely love story. He's been with the same girl since high school. He's got with his high school sweetheart. Give that about a week.
Big night in Miami. big that in Miami tonight. I
don't know
that's
going to last.
I know how it goes down in Miami. Dave, did you watch it?
I saw bits and pieces. I was in and out.
That's a no.
No, I did. I watched most of it with Jay, who's American.
You don't like sport, do you?
I love sport, but I don't understand the rules that well. So what's 3rd and 7? Give me all the info on that.
You got to watch Friday Night Lights. Then you'll be able to catch up on it.
Why did you jiggle your breasts when you said Friday Night Lights? You went like this.
Did I?
What were you thinking of? You were thinking of the halftime show.
I was thinking about the lead of...
You're thinking about the halftime show.
I was thinking about Shakira, and I was thinking about J-Lo.
Did she do Hips Don't Lie?
Oh, yes, she did.
So that's the only thing I missed. We'll get to the bottom of that in a minute.
As we speak,
the satellite is in place.
Yes.
Hedy Maguire, I believe, is on his way to South Beach as we speak.
Mate, Miami wants you back. They want you badly, mate. We're on a bus coming back from Super Bowl 54 from the Hard Rock Cafe, heading into Miami on South Beach. What did John Belushi say again?
On a mission from God.
Put it this way, the most sensible person on this bus is Craig Hutchison. That sums it up, doesn't it?
So. All right, mate, I'm going to ask you this. How did this one hold up against the others you've been to?
I thought it was fantastic. I thought the Miami beach, all the build-up over the last few days, we're at the Budweiser. Last night. In fact, they changed it to the Brick Lane site last night, Nick. The Brick Lanes were beautiful. But the Budweiser night last night, we had the Black Eyed Peas going.
Yeah,
and the others went and saw Lady Gaga in action. And it's all been good. But until today, it actually been pouring rain. So poor old Harry Styles, he got resolved at one stage. They were going to not affect me too much, I must admit.
Right.
So then we got here today. But to answer your question, it was absolutely magnificent today because it was a perfect blue sky day in Miami, a light breeze coming in, set up beautifully. The tailgate parties were magnificent.
Hello.
The food and the entertainment great. And then into the stadium. And we had just one of the most magnificent things you could ever have.
Mate, I heard that. Here's what the one bit I can't get out of my head. $21 for a beer inside the stadium. True or false?
Not where I was, buddy.
I was going to say, I don't think Ed would have bought a beer, Mickey. Ed, how's my godson travelling? I've seen a disturbing photo of him and Dane Swan. Now, you keep them apart, please.
Yeah, there's an even better one of him with J-Lo, I can tell you.
Hang on.
Better not be.
Yes, indeed. And, this was a bloke who looked like J-Lo, but I think I saved him.
Well, tell him to be home by about 3. Not that you can get in a lot of trouble out and about on your own in Miami. So,
not in South Beach at all, no, Mick. Anyway, I told him he's got the Uncle Mick 1 get-out-of-jail-free card. I've got Toto going on behind me here now.
Hey, how did J-Lo and Shakira go down at halftime? It looked fantastic on the television from here.
Look, it was unbelievable. They were just so great. I think after the last couple of years where the choreography was pretty ordinary, put up Maroon 5 last year, and with the Colin Kaepernick situation, none of the artists wanted to be involved, particularly the black artists last year, and everyone else went out in solidarity against sort of the all-white owners of the NFL clubs. They got it back together again this year, and it was just sensational. So, yeah, Shakira and J-Lo. J-Lo up the pole was quite unbelievable, wasn't she?
Yeah, you could say she was quite up up someone's pole.
Something like that, anyway. And anyway, it was absolutely sensational.
All right, mate. And what do you put down this Patrick Mahomes? Give us the guff. Are we going to have to get used to him over the next 20 years? Is he the next big superstar of the entire competition?
Look, I interviewed his manager the other day, Mick and Jane, and his manager is the guy that Jerry Maguire was based on.
Yeah.
I said to him, well, what's this mean? If he wins the MVP and he wins big time and he's a star on the day, what does it mean? Well, he's come out and shot the lights at 21 points in the last 5 minutes of the game. And he's carried them over the line. He said at that the other day, 50 million at least in endorsements. He said he's already got the big contract on the football side of things, so that's okay. But this will be unbelievable for him. So here's a young guy. He's only played a couple of seasons, and he's the new fresh face of the whole NFL. He is sensational. The way he runs, the way he throws, the way he's so enthusiastic, and he's a superstar. Just about every Kansas City Chiefs person had Mahomes on their back, number 15. He's a star.
Good on you, Ed. Hey, listen, just before we go, I've got to know, are you on a bus or have you stolen someone's Uber like you stole mine in Washington? Is that what have you done?
Put it this way, Toto's on, and the last song that was on was Sweet Caroline.
That's your playlist, Ed.
It was yours,
Mick. Anyway, Ed, you'll have so much spare time not having to bail me out or come and find me, so enjoy your time in Miami over Super Bowl, and we'll see you when you get back.
Kennedy and Malloy rocks the Super Bowl.
Eddie McGuire joining us there. Thanks to Makita and the range of cordless garden tools for Makita's cordless power garden range. We're going to talk halftime entertainment in just a moment.
What did I miss?
Oh, you wait.
All right.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Massive show ahead. Merrick Watt's going to join us in the second hour. Looking forward to him as well.
And the Song Whisperer. Yeah.
Yes, can't wait. So we've talked about the Super Bowl, but Jane, I missed the halftime show. You reckon it was one of the better?
I honestly do. It was a Latino explosion.
Miami. So what's indigenous to Miami?
Well,
a bit of Latino.
Gloria Estefan.
Oh yeah, the Miami Sound Machine.
Yeah. What else?
She had a very bad accident.
She did. A long time ago on a bus.
Did she?
On a bus, yeah. She broke her spine.
Gloria Estefan.
Yeah.
Kind of affected her.
Oh.
They made a stage show about her life.
It's a bit hard to get the dance going. A bit hard to get the hips moving.
Well, I'll tell you whose hips.
With a busted spine.
I'll tell you whose hips did not lie.
Shakira
and J-Lo.
I love that song. Did she play that song?
She did. Now, let me just say, this was one of the best halftime entertainments I've seen for so long. It was full of just, Latino Miami moves. So. Yeah.
Hips going.
Yeah. Sexy, hot.
Bit of glitter.
Glitter, great outfits.
Twerking. Was there twerking?
Well, pole dancing.
What? Hello. Well, that's indigenous to the region. I'll allow it.
Is that their national dance?
If you go to Miami, you go to the Super Bowl and you go, what are we famous for? And lap dancing clubs.
Right.
Get the poles on stage. Bang. Let's go.
Can I just say something about, first Shakira comes out. She just explodes. She was brilliant. But Jennifer Lopez comes out and is really
for a 72-year-old, she's doing very well.
She's 50.
She's 50, I think.
She's a grandmother.
She has got the most amazing body. She was wearing a Band-Aid, I reckon.
Oh.
Like, it was nothing. And you know how
they
went on?
Into trouble, didn't
well,
they, for this?
Janet Jackson had Nipgate.
That's it.
That's right.
And that poor girl was under the pump. I'll tell you what, they should have seen this. Do you want to hear some of the music? A bit of the vibe of it. Let's have a listen.
Give me the sense.
There it is.
I'm still Jenny from the block. J-Lo.
Yeah. We're from the Bronx, New York.
Let's get out. Who's singing that?
Her daughter, Emmy.
Who's 52?
Who's 11.
That sounds like a load of fun.
That gave me goosebumps.
Can I say, I have some quirks when it comes to music. Hips Don't Lie is one of the great Latino songs of all time.
She does it so well. She looked hot.
She got all the moves.
I love that. She also played the drums.
What, Shakira?
Yes.
Did she?
You've got to go back and have a look at this vision. She's outstanding.
Cowbell?
Oh, no, cowbell. That didn't
happen. I tell you what, I should have shimmied out with the cowbell while they're on the pole.
Imagine.
On the pole.
Well, that's because Jennifer Lopez has just been in a movie called Hustler.
Right.
And I've got to say this. I've got a soft spot for the stripper films, but
what a surprise.
I put that as probably the worst ever.
That Hustler is a really bad film.
Stinker?
And and everyone was saying, Jennifer wasn't nominated for an Academy Award. She may be able to write a poll, but no in the acting.
133353, what's your favourite stripper film? Because
there have been some good ones.
Some rippers over the journey.
Well, let me start. Well, I'm going to go way back.
The first
stripper film I saw is based on a musical called Gypsy with Ethel Merman, and Natalie Wood strips to this song.
Natalie Wood.
Yeah.
Woo!
And
That's more like exotic dancing.
Oh, in her day, I think you saw boobs.
Oh.
Yeah. But if that steps it up from there, what's another one you like?
Oh, look, if you're going to me, I'm going for the all-time greatest.
What's that?
And it's called Showgirls.
Oh, yes.
Now,
yes.
Showgirls was just a step above. This was at the height of the kind of Top Gun machoism of the...
Elizabeth Berkley.
Elizabeth Berkley I interviewed.
Oh, my
lovely
God.
Lovely girl.
You interviewed her.
What
for?
Did she
have security?
Oh, wow.
Now, I remember sitting in a theaterette watching Showgirls, and there were two of the funniest scenes I've ever seen in my life.
What?
One where Elizabeth Berkley is having sex in a pool, and I thought she was being attacked by a shark. I go, what the hell is going on? Someone help that girl. She was struggling to keep her head above water. The water foamed up down the deep end. It was literally off the
couch. Sounds revolting.
And then the best bit of direction I've ever, ever seen was backstage at a strip club where there are literally like 200 strippers coming down the stairs. But what they'd done is they made the stairs so tiny that the girls had to jiggle all the way down. And it was just this never-ending cascading boobs. And they just kept coming into shot. And I sat there going, enough! Enough!
Oh my.
I just threw in the white towel. We've got a clip from Shoe.
We take the cash, we cash the check, we show them what they want to see.
Bang!
Wow.
That's on the poster.
Well, what about Flashdance? That was another one. Jennifer Beals,
who's beautiful.
What's that? Yeah. And she has the water come down on her on that
screen. Yeah.
That was very hot and sexy at the time, wasn't it?
Hottest mechanic I've ever.
Yeah.
She was a hot mechanic.
She was a hot welder.
Who did none of the real dancing in that film,
by the way. Don't say that. You ruined it for everybody.
Really?
Why do I ruin it? She can't dance.
All right.
The body double did it. What's another one? Striptease with Demi Moore. Do you remember that?
Striptease with Demi Moore.
The Full Monty.
Just doesn't do it for me.
I don't know.
Oh, the Full Monty?
Yeah.
Oh, that is.
Hello. We've sold 200 tickets.
No one said anything to me about the Full Monty.
Are you in or are you out?
It's a great movie.
All right. You know my favourite strip club? It's not a movie, but it's my favourite strip club ever is The Butter Bean.
From The Sopranos.
On The Sopranos.
A lot of things went in the background. They continued to dance, those girls.
133353. Give us the phones are blowing up here.
What's your favorite?
In honor of the halftime entertainment.
Yes.
So this isn't gratuitous. In honor of the latest release from The Hustler, tell us your favorite stripper film. Come on, it'll be fun.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
That's Shakira.
Oh, is it ever?
So good.
J-Lo. Halftime entertainment at the Super Bowl today. pole dancing, were they?
Choreography was insane, but it all centered around a pole.
Universally thumbs up. Everyone likes
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Some a bit ripe, saying it's down the riper end of the pool, but we'll allow it because we love it.
And we will allow it.
When in Rome, that's the thing. And you're in Miami, you're at South Beach. Yeah. What do you think of?
It's a hot, sexy town, and you think of hot, sexy strippings and strippers and all that.
Which got us going. Yes, believe it or not, if you're just tuning in, we're doing the greatest stripper films of all time.
We are.
No more calls for showgirls.
Yeah.
I've covered it, but people clearly get it. And guys, it was that bad. Mm. It was good. Mm. Get the scene out I'm talking about. It's one of the greatest single moments.
Well, I've got a film that I love, which was Magic Mike. Have you ever seen
Magic
that?
Mike?
So this song, that is featured.
Oh, that. Genuine. And
Tatum Tanning.
Now, this is popular with the ladies, the old Magic Mike.
It is.
Because he's hot?
Well, yeah, all the dancing's pretty good. I mean, it's a ridiculous film.
Is it? What's it about? Give me this plot line.
A bunch of men strip.
Mm. Are they in characters he's an airline pilot and someone's a naval officer and there's a fireman?
They all sort of go on a bus trip together and that's about as much.
So it's a road trip. It's a male stripper road trip.
I can't remember the plot. There's no plot.
But are you big packages?
There is
They get there.
Magic Mike XXL was the follow-up.
Have they got massive wangs?
I haven't seen that.
Have they?
Don't see their wangs.
Oh, well, what's the
spoiler alert?
But there is another.
I'm upset with that film because.
It upset you.
Well, mine came out first and it got overshadowed.
Well, we discussed this, didn't we? One that you did.
What, Magic Mickey?
Yeah.
In the cutthroat world of male stripping, he was the top dog.
I'm an alpha male.
All right, you're an alpha male.
Yay.
All right.
Yay!
His unique style of lap dancers. We're world-renowned.
No time for small talk. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Next time, bring me some cheese.
And no one looked better in a fully loaded pair of white fronts.
They were cherry ripe, too. Like two bulls in a paddock.
Stop. Don't like that.
He knew what worked.
No visible panty line.
And he knew what the ladies wanted.
Very sweet buns.
Don't miss Magic Mickey.
That's a guy desperately trying to get a root. Please, Simon retired after recording that.
As we reminisce about the great strip films of all time.
We've got some callers on the line.
We have. Yeah. We've got Nick, who's reminding me, well, I've seen this movie, of a very hot Jennifer Aniston. Nick, what film is this?
We're the Millers.
Oh, yes. Have you seen this?
I like Jennifer Aniston, but I don't want to see her stripping.
Might want to.
No,
trust
I don't.
Me.
She's America's little sweetheart. Yeah. Oh. You can't be both.
She's not in bad.
She's Rachel from Friends.
You can't be Rachel.
Mm. Okay. Bad Bosses, okay. She was
so,
pretty
she
hot
a stripper?
In.
Can I ask this? Does she have the Rachel downstairs?
You don't see that bit, do you, Nick?
You can have Jennifer Aniston stripping. I won't allow it.
Thank you, Nick, for that suggestion. Let's go to Gary. Gary, what's one of your favourite stripping moments in film?
It was Alvin Purple.
Was there a stripping scene, like a strippers, or was that just gratuitous nudity throughout?
Mature nudity.
Sure.
All right. I won't allow Alvin Purple because I don't consider it a stripping film, but give him a...
What about some Brick Lane? We've got some Brick Lane come on your way.
Good on you.
By the way, it's now available at all Dan Murphy's, First Choice, Liquor Market.
Good on you, good on you, Gary.
Yeah, you might already be into a couple of Brick Lanes.
Now you might have.
Hey, Tim, what's the stripper film, mate?
9.5 weeks, mate.
Was that a stripper film?
Well,
It had a great scene.
Is that when she crawled along the ground, didn't she?
She got in front of the fridge and covered herself in stuff. Have you got the song, Dave?
Yeah,
you can leave your hat on.
Original. You can leave your hat on.
That is it.
Yeah,
that's where it came from. Bang.
Yes, but
Remember the 9.5 weeks? It was emptying the fridge, all the condiments for the fridge.
Yes.
And I remember watching that scene, going, "She's lucky she's not at my house. There'd only be two cheese slices and a tub of margarine to play with."
Margarine. That's it.
That's the one.
Kim, what's her name?
Kim. Passenger, and he was the old pock-faced, a very good-looking man before something went horribly wrong.
Mm.
You know what his name is?
Yep.
It was the wrestler.
Yes.
Ah, well, sure. Good on you. Hey, fat lot of good you are today,
I got your bloody Joe Cocker song.
All right.
Back to you, Joe.
Hey, let's go to Darren.
How you going, guys?
Darren, I remember this, and I wanted to grow up to look like this.
I want to grow up and look like that.
Tell us what the film is.
Old True Lies of Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jamie Lee Curtis. It doesn't get any better.
But how is that a stripper film?
It's not. It's a stripping scene.
It's a detective film.
But it's the scene.
Well, what are we doing here? Are we just wasting time?
No, because we're reminiscing about good films, and that True Lies was a good film.
But Jamie Lee Curtis got a gear off in virtually every film.
What about when she played the aerobics instructor? Which film was that? And she was like wearing the hotter than an Olivia Newton-John physical.
I think you're enjoying this segment more than I am.
I think I am too. What's wrong with me?
I don't know. I can't remember it, but I'll
Cookie.
Cookie.
Tell us about a film that you think has a great stripping scene in it.
Well, it does. I actually have the name of the film wrong. I'll just check that. It's actually called Zombie Strippers. Mick, you'd have to know this one.
I know you'd
know it because it's got Gemma Jamison in it.
I don't know it. Oh, that was sounds.
Who's
like,
Gemma Jamison?
She's a porn star.
Pardon me for not knowing that. Sorry.
And Robert England.
I don't think we were mining that genre. I thought we were keeping it to mainstream.
Classy.
I think we were talking to the Village Twin.
Hang on. This is a movie called Zombie Strippers.
Do you know, I did pitch a film once called Lesbian Vampire Surfy Chicks.
You pitched that?
I pitched it.
Really?
Lesbian Vampire Surfy Chicks. Why would you not go and see that film?
And it didn't get up? It was Mickey Rourke, by the way. Thanks, John, for ringing up about that. That Lesbian Vampire Killers, the owner of the club was Freddy Krueger. Nothing could go wrong there, could it? Thank you, Cookie, for that.
Well, let's just go to Simon. We've got time for one more. Simon.
G'day, guys.
What's the film?
Listen, it may not be a strip film per se, but you can't go past Jane Fonda and Barbarella.
Oh, bang, I'll pay you.
Wow.
That is unbelievable. Barbarella,
in
Jane
fact,
Fonda, what's your interview?
I agree, and I don't think that J-Lo was dissimilar looking with the hair and the black leather outfit that Barbarella was wearing today.
No Barbarella.
Let's no,
be honest, Barbara's head.
Oh, okay. A different echelon?
Different.
Okay.
He was the.
But what about if Jane Fonda
Princess
now?
Leia
what,
of her generation?
What about her now if she was dressed up in book club like that?
Now you're doing my head in. Now you're just doing my head in. Okay. Can we move on?
Yes,
please?
We can. All right.
Stay with us.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
We cover it all with such ease and grace. We move seamlessly from strippers to politics. Jane, there has been some huge resignations over the weekend. You, I believe, have blood on your hands.
Why is me?
Young Bridget Nielsen, what's her name?
Bridget McKenzie
has fallen on her sword.
She has, reasons that we all imagine.
Is she not saying, I've done wrong, the sports rorts affair has got me?
What she's saying is she probably should not have accepted membership to a club, to a shooting club, and that's why she's
probably
resigning.
Probably shouldn't have rigged the deck and used taxpayer money to fund your own re-election.
So she has fallen on her sword for the sake of the party.
Are there any ramifications here for ScoMo, Scotty for Marketing?
No, not at all. None at all. None for Josh Frydenberg, none for... But they're going to review the way that the sports. they're going to have a look into it because.
I may remind you, in the words of all of those front benchers, they were all eligible.
Yeah, that's right.
That's
the key phrase.
That is the main thing.
As long as they were
eligible,
they have no.
But there's been a bit of a shake-up. Not only as Bridget McKenzie,
right? It's House of Cards, is it?
It is. Greens leader Richard Di Natale today.
Do you know what? I can't. Every time I hear Richard Di Natale's name, and good on him, he's a good leader of the Greens. I always think of my brother pouring beer on his back at the football.
Oh, really? He's a local boy, was he?
We were at the footy, and he was in front of us, and brother coming back with the beers. Yeah. And you know.
Did he take it well?
As well as you can if you're at the footy and you get beer poured
down. He seemed
down,
to be a pretty calm person
you're
to me.
Back. I thought he was a genuinely good fellow.
He's quit federal parliament for family reasons
that's
there.
I always think of.
Nothing to do with the beer spilling on his back.
Yeah.
Bob Catter is going to hand over the leadership of his party to his son.
Hang on, isn't it a Catter party?
Well.
Oh, so it is. It's his keep it. Well, who else can he hand it over to?
It's a new era of the family's political dynasty, Robbie Catter.
So is he retiring?
Yes. He said,
what?
Yeah, he says, but Robbie says, who's the
I
son?
I have mixed emotions right now because
to
I've
miss him.
Grown to love him over these years and his nutty behaviour.
Bob Catter's...
he's nutty but dangerous behaviour, I suppose.
So I love the way he used to jump in mood. He'd have this sort of interesting mood swings.
Oh, yeah.
Mid-sentence.
Yeah.
Mid-sentence he could get angry.
I've got an example for you. Take a listen.
You know, people are entitled to their sexual proclivities. You know, I mean... Let there be 1,000 blossoms bloom as far as I'm concerned. You know, but I ain't spending any time on it because in the meantime, every 3 months, a person is torn to pieces by a crocodile in North Queensland.
Wow.
We'll miss that.
From gay sex to someone being ripped apart by a crocodile.
And speaking of someone that I haven't missed, but he may be coming back and returning, former Nationals leader Barnaby Joyce.
Oh, God, people, don't you have any
He's running for leadership of the party if there's a spill triggered by the resignation of Deputy Leader Bridget McKenzie. Hmm. So he might be going for her job.
He announced it today. He's running if it's open. When you think of Barnaby Joyce, what's the first thing you think of?
A baby.
Pistol and boo.
His crazy hat.
His red face. Do you know what? It's mystifying to those who don't know him well. And do you remember John Oliver covered Barnaby Joyce?
That's right,
on his show. Do we have it there?
Yeah, take a look.
Joyce is a social conservative who opposed same-sex marriage in their referendum last year because he believes in traditional family values. And you can probably see where this is going.
The Deputy Prime Minister pleading for privacy after News Corp published photographs of his former media advisor, now heavily pregnant, with his child.
Now, you might think that is hypocritical, but in reality, Joyce has such incredible family values that he can't restrict them to just one family. The Australian media has understandably jumped on this story like a deputy prime minister with a wife and four children jumping on his 33-year-old former media advisor.
And the games go on. Are we ready? Do you remember? Are the Nationals, is it that thin on the ground?
I don't think the country is prepared for this, but he now has two new babies, so that's six children. He needs to keep working. He needs to get a bit more in the coffers, so I think he will really go for it for the National Party.
Okay. Now, who else has got the chop?
Well, we're talking about resignations.
Pamela
Anderson's husband's got the chop. She married Hollywood director John Peters on the 20th of January, and they announced their separation 12 days later.
Okay.
There's a marriage over.
You're laughing at that.
That's 12 days.
You're laughing at
that. Well, I'm laughing at
that. I believe in Hollywood terms.
Yeah.
That's stood the test of time.
It stood the test.
12 days, that's some kind of anniversary, isn't it? Isn't that like stone or wood or...
Let's look at some of the marriages and how long they've had. Hmm. What's the record for the fastest?
Well, I know you're saying Nicolas Cage. I'm going with Britney Spears because I believe that was the one. Do we have a list of...
Yes, I've got a list.
She was ours, wasn't she?
She was
56 hours.
Yeah, that's right.
I think you won't beat that. What was Nicolas Cage?
He was 4 days. All these names are so, they make sense when you read out who is marrying
Carmen Hoover. Electra and Dennis Rodman. Now, why did that never last?
6 days that was. Michelle
Phillips.
Do you
know what I said? I'll tell you why that didn't last. It's why I broke up with one of my girlfriends once. Right. I said, honey, there's only room for one drunk in this relationship and that job's taken.
She was in good stripper films, by the way, wasn't she?
Wow.
Carmen Electra.
Drew Barrymore.
Ernest Borgnine and Ethel Merman.
See, that would have been a scam.
There's no bears.
She wouldn't get out of the pool. Come on. Get out of the pool. She wouldn't get out.
Remember Kim Kardashian and Chris Humphries. That was 72 days. That was like 2011 that was.
Look at Nicolas Cage, repeat offender, with Lisa Marie Presley.
Oh, my God.
108 days. You got any good cagey there? Could I understand why someone might leave Nicolas Cage? In a hurry.
Oh, Charlie Sheen's in there.
Charlie Sheen and Donna Peel. That was 5 months. That's quite.
Colin Farrell. He was 4 months. Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Esposito was only 4 months.
Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga, which hasn't happened yet? But how long do you think?
That will last.
The only Nicolas Cage I could find was him at a karaoke bar.
That'll do.
Yeah, we'll like
singing
Purple Rain.
Yes.
Purple Rain.
That actually was just after his wedding, I believe. Was. Yes, because most of these marriages took place in Las Vegas, surprisingly.
Yeah. I hope it was after Prince's death. I really do.
It was.
All right, you get the idea.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jay Mueller, our producer, joins us in the studio. Bring us up to speed with this London terrorist attack. A bit thin on the ground for details. What do we need to know, Jay?
Sunday afternoon in South London, police shoot and kill a man who had previously stabbed two people. Police aren't really sure if he's got anything else going on or if there's anybody else related to him.
Was this an organised attack? It seems a bit half-assed. It seems like he's gone and he's stolen a knife from someone he knows and then randomly stabbed people.
It's one guy. He's attacking people on the street. Cops.
It's a lone wolf attack is how they describe it.
But he's now dead on the sidewalk, and the police believe he's wearing a vest, a device of some description.
So we're taking it seriously.
So they're taking it seriously. So they then need to go around to the cafes and all the different businesses around this area.
Yes.
And one of the responses that they received when they're asking people to evacuate because of this potentially very dangerous device is quite extraordinary.
Okay. We've got audio from inside the cafe. Is this for a policeman or someone senior within the restaurant? Who policeman asking people to vacate the restaurant?
It's like a Hungry Jack's or something, Aaron, isn't it? Right.
Yeah. It's called the Life Cafe in South London.
And we'll discuss this off the back. Here we go.
Sorry, guys, we're going to have to close. We've got to evacuate, I'm afraid.
What?
Everyone's going to have to go, I'm afraid. There's been a terrorist incident down there. We're closing everything down.
Just give us half an hour.
A terrorist has been shot dead just down there. They've got a possible IED vest on them, which is a bomb. If you want to try and stay out for half an hour and you want to put people's lives in danger, then be my guest. If not, please listen to me and please make your way out of the shop, turning that way and making your way from the area. Thank you.
Okay, a couple of things here. Part of me admires that woman so much.
Really?
Going, we've got to finish our food here. And again, but this is one of the great attitudes I've admired about the English ever since that remarkable footage in the Second World War where these people are going to work over rubble and the joint's been levelled and there's smoking piles of rubble everywhere and there's people, men in suits with briefcases going to work. When Ireland was going bonkers, they were still, they would go to work, Harrods would get bombed and they would still do it. I just think there's a appetite in that
place. What do they say? Keep calm. What is it?
What do you want to do? Do you want to keep operating as our lives are, or do you want to give into this rubbish?
Calm down.
I don't know. What's the prevailing thoughts? Is that too much? I just want to finish my dinner.
She's a classic woman, though. When you see the vision, like she's going, listen, I want to finish me chips and me egg. All right.
She's just ordered it. She's been waiting for a while. Oh. There's a terrorist attack, and all of a sudden, this is a rude interruption. Could you get a doggy bag at least, and maybe take it with you?
Wow, I love that. I love though the guy, the cop, when he just said,
"Very polite, he stays calm, madam." If you want to,
he said, and that vest could be an explosive device, by the way.
All right, we get the idea. Yeah. You've got to carry on though. Live your life.
Keep calm and carry on.
Now, Jay,
it's time. Jay, don't you go anywhere.
Yeah.
You're back.
Oh yeah.
We are going to get you on as the song whisperer in just a moment.
Drive home. That's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Song Whisperer. We're straight into it.
We are.
What is coming up in the next hour first?
Merrick Watts, Not Too Far Away.
Excellent.
All right. It's always fun, and I call bullshit, and sadly you're previewing the premiere tonight of...
I'm just going to go through the cast members very quickly.
It's already, and you pick
which girl that you would marry. That's what
They can't be nuttier than last
year. Oh, yeah, can. They've got a lot of unhinged people, again, who probably should not be on television and probably should be in somewhere else.
Hey, now, here he comes. It's the song of Whisperer. Yeah. You've led everyone a merry dance last week.
Some head scratches too.
Some real head scratches. Yeah. You bring to the table the first for the week. This is a song. You've got the description. That's a synopsis. But ready, listen up, see if you can pick it, because are we still giving away tickets to Offspring?
We have Brick Lane Slabs to give away today.
Oh, baby.
So that's a bunch too.
Oh, I love it. All right, go, Jay.
An infant, its mother, its father, its grandmother, and grandfather embark on a hunting expedition. Excitement abounds for the infant, its mother, its father, its grandmother, its grandfather.
Wow.
But something goes wrong for the infant, its mother, its father, its grandmother, and its grandfather.
Okay.
The infant implores its mother, father, grandmother, and grandfather to flee. Finally, the infant, its mother, its father, its grandmother, and grandfather are out of harm's way, and everything comes to an end, thankfully.
Wow. I reckon this will go down to the wire.
I feel like it's
I can't imagine anyone in the...
It's not like we're going hunting or something like that. Hang on. Hang on, let's see. I think we've got... Adrian's called up.
Adrian.
Adrian, what's the song?
Is it a Baby Shark song?
Oh, you're kidding.
Oh, my God.
I've got two little kids and I've heard it 9 million times.
So it's a baby, an infant, its mother, its father, its grandmother and grandfather embark on a hunting expedition.
Because it goes, Mummy Shark, then Daddy Shark, Grandma
Shark.
Let's go hunt. What about the runaway bit?
Well,
they decide to go hunting and then they run away.
No, I'm not allowing this one.
No,
give Adrian's a prize.
Yes,
give Adrian a prize.
Brick Lane coming your way.
Case of Brick Lane coming your way. But no, proper
we
one.
Need another
That's
one.
That's a
now.
Joke one.
Yeah,
come
we
on.
Need
come
Let's
on.
Go
Baby
quick.
Shark.
Quick, we've got to get to
something
news.
We play
Here
on,
we go.
On radio.
Yeah. A man with an honest face is satisfied with his relationship status. So satisfied, he has swapped attending nightclubs and speakeasies for quiet nights at home. These nights can lead to tension, resulting in harsh words, but it is not these exchanges that trouble him. Rather, it's his partner's aloofness and unwillingness to share the truth about her activities outside the family home. Wow. This dynamic causes the man to doubt his feelings and beg the love of his life to open herself fully to him.
You know what?
Whoa.
We're on here.
Really? Okay.
I reckon Merrick Watts might know the answer.
He might know that.
Give us a call, 1-3-5-3. Offspring tickets up for grabs.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Molloy.
And it's going to be a monster. I Call Bullshit is up and running.
It
Jane
is.
Jane Kennedy, you frightened me.
Be
I can't
frightened.
Believe you're bringing it to the table. What's back?
I'm going to talk about Married at First Sight, and there's their oldest groom that they've ever had.
Oh.
God help us.
Okay, well, if that's not a hook, I don't know what is. The Song Whisperer will have to fess up and tell us, because as yet nobody is even close to guessing what today's song will be.
No, you're really, really out. I don't know.
Yeah, you're way out of your depth, everybody. We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets. And just before coming up in a second is Merrick Watts. But before we get there, get back in here and explain yourself.
You need to read the clue out again because I don't know if people are...
So they're all over the shop. I mean, there's some good guesses here, but no firm winners at the moment. Give us the synopsis.
A man with an honest face is satisfied with his relationship status. So satisfied, he has swapped attending nightclubs and speakeasies for quiet nights at home.
Wow.
These nights can lead to tension, resulting in harsh words, but it is not these exchanges that trouble him. Rather, it's his partner's aloofness and unwillingness to share the truth about her activities outside the family home.
She's a bit of a bitch.
This dynamic causes the man to doubt his feelings and beg the love of his life to open herself fully to him.
Well, this is a sad song. Is it? It's a plea for help.
Is it a guy confused. Doesn't understand?
He doesn't.
Confused.
He doesn't understand.
It says it every man you
well,
can get.
Well, let's see.
Let's take one call first, Jordan. Jordan, do you think you know what the song is based on that synopsis?
I sort of have the feeling that maybe it's Pina Colada.
Oh. Pina Colada. Wow.
There's a story in that song, isn't there?
Is it a tragic story?
Well, it is.
Forbidden Love?
It does have a happy ending because he realises he's dating, he's meeting his wife.
But at no point in the synopsis does he mention a very tasty drink from a bendy store.
Sorry, Jordan, you're not correct.
Jordan, it's not.
No, it's not. But we'll still take your calls on 1-3-5.
Keep them coming. We will get to the bottom of this, but let's start with this bloke.
Last time Merrick Watts was in, he was talking big plans for the summer break.
I'm thinking I might take some time off to do some casual drinking.
And told us about a long-lost relic from the past in his house.
We've got a proper old-school black phone with a dial, and that's what my kids use when they want to ring Nan or they want to ring Mum or Dad. They use that. Because I see it kind of like as a gateway drug to mobile phone use. And also, too, you know, like it's a healthy environment for them to understand what a phone is, which is that you are not allowed to have a better life than your father.
Please welcome back to the show, Merrick Watts.
Ah, great to be back.
Hello, welcome back.
Hello, Mez, welcome back. Now, you were into listening to the clue then from the Song Whisperer. Mm. What is your guess?
Well, there was a clue in there that said a troubled relationship at home.
Yeah.
And so I just leapt straight away to Roxanne, the man's wife is a prostitute.
Roxanne, my police.
Roxanne.
No.
That is a good song, though, and one that resonates. We'll get the whisperer onto that.
Resonates with you.
Roxanne.
Wife married to a prostitute. Come on.
Bella. Could be any relationship.
You know, you're a pie in the sky, man, aren't you?
No. It gave me the idea for a segment I'd wanted to do on the show. From watching Eddie Murphy sing Roxanne with the headphones on. Do you remember the start of Beverly Hills Cop?
Yes.
And he's in a cell on his own and he's singing on his own. Mm-hmm. It'd be great to have people come on to a singing show, but they sing with their headphones on so they can't hear themselves singing.
Yeah, I like that.
That is a good idea. That's very raw.
It's like when my mum tries to use a hands-free, device on her phone, and she's wearing it and she'll be yelling at it, just going, "I can't hear you." You can just talk like a normal human being. It's like it still translates the same amount of volume.
Hey, great to have you back for the very first time. What year is it? 2020. Good luck. I hope you have a ripper. I hope everything before you is everything you need to do.
Are you guys doing FebFast? By any chance?
I would, but I've got two golf trips planned. So you know what I do? I generally go push it out to March and get it done before I have to go back on the telly. I find that works. Are you doing it?
I like what it stands for, and I like that it raises money. It's against my religious beliefs.
Right. Yeah, well, I'm this is going to surprise everyone. I'm doing FebFast.
Right. And,
this is day three.
Day three.
Yeah, you're
the wheels are coming off.
Wow. But you've done this before, haven't you?
No, I've never done FebFast before. I've tried not drinking before with the same results. But when I had an Ouzo and Coke at 9 a.m, I thought, geez, this is harder than I thought it was going to be. I'm trying to get my wife to do it as well. This is the interesting thing. Like, I've committed to it. And when I say I've committed
to it,
Jane, I swear to God, right now, as of this moment, I actually don't know what FebFast is for. So if you tell me what it's for, I would be the first. It's I know it raises money, doesn't it?
It's about
personal
well-being. You haven't looked into what this is and you're doing it?
What are you doing it for? What is it? Get back on the piss, man.
Just write a check.
Write a check.
And get back on
it. Write a check
get back on it.
Knock the top off a 96 Champers.
Bang!
Get you back on the pony. Do you need to be healthier? Is there something you're doing?
No, it's just because I had a pretty massive January. I'm not going to lie. It was a long January, and then I thought, somebody said I should do FebFast, and I just stupidly, I was drunk at the time, said that sounds like a great idea. That sounds perfect for me. And now I'm trying to get my wife to commit to it because now I've committed to something. I want to see it through. That is part of my personality.
And why do you want her to do it? So
because I want her to be miserable too.
Don't want her to drink wine when you're not.
Saturday night, Jane, she was having a glass of wine. She looked like she was having the best day of her life. And she was watching Netflix and she was enjoying. I was looking after the children, being a present parent. And I just went, this is all going horribly wrong. I didn't think this through. Look at my kids. They're adoring my time.
I have looked it up, Mez. FebFast is where you call time out on alcohol, sugar, or another vice. See, it doesn't have to be alcohol. It can be any vice.
Oh, well, I better shut down my laptop and clear the history.
I am
going to declare FebFast on broccoli.
You're a champion.
Broccoli. What a guy.
You hero.
It hurts, but I'm prepared to put in the hard yards.
Thank you.
All right, Merrick Watts is with us. More with Mez right after this.
Drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
As heard on the Mid-North Coast, 106.7 Triple M Port Macquarie. And just a shout-out to Poems for Paws, I beg your pardon, which is terribly sorry, Merrick.
You're reading off the wrong list again,
aren't you? Poems for Paws. Merrick's doing a fundraiser for the Port Macquarie Koala Hospital on the 13th of February at the Giant Dwarf Theatre in Sydney.
Yeah, just a bit of work with Brendan Cowell and some people with talent. They're throwing me in there just to mix it up a little bit and keep it interesting. So we're going to do that. Got a question for you guys.
I love Port Macquarie, by the way. Do you know, when we were kids, that was our family vacation because some of our family were in Queensland and some of us were in Canberra.
Yeah.
So we go, where will we meet? We go, Port Macquarie. Yeah. And all I remember is having a place by the beach. It was beautiful, playing totem tennis. I got totem tennis. It was a Christmas holiday.
Yeah. Oh, totem tennis. Great.
Totem tennis. And I would play it on the front lawn with anyone who walked past.
Yeah.
What a hit. What a hit. Yeah. Yeah. But I would spend all the time out there. Yeah. So
and then you were about nine before you realised it was actually just a pensioner just standing over his lawn. And he's gone, this is This guy's going to stop doing.
I'll tell you what, we got a fake totem tennis one Christmas.
A fake totem tennis,
and it doesn't work. There's not only the one totem tennis. Yeah. It has to be the original and the best.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it didn't spin around. I got a knockoff. We got a knockoff, and we were not happy. We went on, had a bit of a strike.
How do you get a knockoff of something that is actually just a pole with a coil?
tennis ball.
My creative parents for Christmas.
And that should be a demonstration sport at the Olympics, as far as I'm concerned. It's totem tennis. But if Australia get the Olympics back, it's a demonstration sport. Yes.
But what family's adjusting their budget to the totem tennis?
Kennedy family who struggled all those years.
What about
guys? We can either get a totem tennis legit, or we can go to Port Macquarie. What do you want? What do you want? Kids can't have both.
What about having them? Like we're talking strip clubs around a pole, have strippers do it. It's a genuine activity. You know what I mean?
You mean a stripper hitting the ball? Yeah, like
instead of twirling on the pole,
she's just hitting totem tennis.
So, yeah, popular in Thailand, I believe.
Maz, off to you. Maz, can we just move on, please?
It's a family affair.
100%. Question for you guys.
Yes.
Without warning. Of course, over the summer holidays, many of us travelled to one of the great beaches right around the country. I was at a beach in South Australia and I saw a guy on a jet ski and he was hooning it around and I thought, God, jet ski, what a bogan. And then I looked at that bloke and I thought, I wish that was me on that. I wish so hard that I was on the non-land motorbike right now.
Yeah.
Question for you, jet skis. Good or bad? Simple.
See, we've debated this a lot on this program, and I've always said this. If I wanted to write a film and I wanted you to know off the bat that the bloke in this scene is a bogan, I'd have us pan past his house and on the back of a ute, you would see
a couple of jet skis.
When they've got twins, aren't they wins?
And it just saves me all the trouble of identifying their backstory. Yeah,
it's good? Do you like being on them? Are you a yes or no is the simple question?
Yeah. Well, it's not that simple. I can't answer yes or no because it depends where you are.
At
Miami, yes. If I'm on at Koh Samui out the back trying to enjoy my solitude and do some yoga on the beach, friggin' no.
Well, that's never going to happen. You do yoga for a start.
You're interrupting Mixed Downward Dog.
I get sprayed with water as I'm in the middle of my Downward Dog. What's that?
It's not water, Mick.
I'll get those kids.
Jane?
You'd have to ride it side saddle, I reckon.
What do you mean?
Because you were from another time.
Side saddle?
From another time. God, it's taking all my strength not to use a swear word right now.
I'd saddle on a jet ski.
Yeah, I'm a jet ski.
I don't feel
I'm,
it,
I am full throttle jet ski. Really? Get me on them. Let me just hammer out that power. See you later, everyone.
Look, if you made me choose, I'd go monster truck over jet ski, but it'd be close. Where do you stand on all this?
Well, that's the thing, is that, like, I ride motorbikes and I just see it as the aqua version of a motorbike, right?
So a pretty good invention.
Yeah, exactly. I just go, it's got all the things I like, being a bogan, being on a motorbike and being a bogan. So all of this is just adapting that to the water. So I just think, dolphins I don't know if you know this, but dolphins are actually cows that just went back into the water and evolved back into. It's true. That's why we have aqua mammals. So maybe I'm the next progressive element of that evolution. I just need to get back to my roots.
If David Attenborough tells me that, I'll believe it. Right now, from you, I'm not believing.
And did you just humble brag that you're a little like Aquaman? Is that what you've just
I like hearing is guys who or women you wouldn't have thought like jet skiing who do. Eddie Maguire.
Yeah.
So I would have gone Eddie Maguire. He drives a Lexus. He travels first class.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
He has a butler. To see him hooting around on a jet ski, you go, well, I wouldn't have tipped it.
It's part of his contract. I know this for a fact that Eddie has to have it. He has to have a jet ski and has to ride a jet ski annually. Otherwise, he has to step down as president of the Collingwood Football Club because it comes out in our membership packs and we sign an agreement which we say, vote Ed 100%. Has he got a jet ski? Yeah. Yes, tick.
I mean, Kofi Annan. I had no idea.
Hey, we've off-air talked about wine and Grapes of Mirth is a wonderful idea. It brings together comedy and wine and you are hosting see another one in Tassie.
Mm. Yes, Launceston at Joseph Cromie in Launceston.
How beautiful. Very good. Awesome. That's 23rd of Feb and on 1st of March in the Adelaide Hills.
Great Pinots, very good Chardonnays.
Go to grapesofmirth.com, everyone, if you want to go along. That is awesome. And don't forget Poems for Paws, which is an I said
poems
it probably.
For porn.
Yeah.
What is that on?
Mick, that's honestly, when I said yes to Brendan, that's what I thought I was saying yes to. I said, yeah, 100%. I said, do I have to get it out? And he said,
I
don't think so.
It is an impressive lineup beside yourself,
who's
Mary.
On it?
Sarah Blasco, Claudia Carvan, Susan Pryor, Robbie Buck, Matt O'Keen. There's a whole bunch of people, Tim Friedman, Lily Stewart, go along one
all
night
turning
only.
Up on jet skis. All of them. Claudia Carvan's had one for years.
I'm going to write a poem about jet skis.
Thanks, Mez.
It's going to call Ode to Troy. See you guys.
Good on you.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy. With Jay, the Song Whisperer.
Well, I hope you're happy today. You really have.
You've stumped them.
Let Mary dance. We've been fielding calls. They're getting more desperate. Hmm. We may or may not have a winner in this current crop. We're going to run through them. Before we do, please give us the synopsis once more.
A man with an honest face is satisfied with his relationship status. So satisfied, he has swapped attending nightclubs and speakeasies for quiet nights at home. These nights can lead to tension, resulting in harsh words. But it is not these exchanges that trouble him. Rather, it's his partner's aloofness and unwillingness to share the truth about her activities outside the family home.
Okay.
This dynamic causes the man to doubt his feelings and beg the love of his life to open herself fully to him.
Here we go. I reckon you've got what it takes to get to the bottom of that. Andrew, what's the song?
Is it Offspring, Get a Job?
Oh, this one.
That hits a few notes.
Yeah.
It does.
Jay?
No.
No!
No!
Not the Offspring.
Bad luck,
sorry, Andrew.
Good get.
Hey, Dave, what do you think it is?
I'm going with Rolling Stones, Satisfaction.
Oh, that's interesting.
Now, this could be on the money.
Okay, because...
I can't get so...
He's begging the love of his life to open herself.
He wants to stay home, but does he go, like, driving out in his car?
No, but this guy always stays home, so he's not driving out in his car. Sorry, Dave.
Sorry, Dave. Close but no cigar. Charlie's on the line. Charlie, what's the song?
I think it's Love the Way You Lie by Eminem.
Love the Way You Lie, Dave.
Okay.
With Rihanna.
That's Rihanna.
Yes, Jay.
This is it,
look on
it?
Your face.
Jay, this sounds really like a great suggestion. Is this correct?
Sorry, Charlie.
No!
Oh, my God. Sorry, Charlie. No.
Let's keep going.
Vanessa.
Oh, hi, Jane. How are you?
I'm really well. Now, you've heard all the clues. What do you think it is?
I'm going with Lying Eyes by the Eagles.
Okay. I hope it's not this.
He's troubled. He's troubled by his partner, and
I'm troubled by the Eagles.
No, come on.
I can happily live in a universe where there was no Eagles, where the Eagles never.
Without the Eagles, there would be no music today.
There is nothing.
Oh, okay, well, give yourself a prize. We've got to keep moving. No, no, it's not.
It's not the Eagles.
It's not the Eagles. Andrew,
Andrew
who
might
is
have it?
It. Andrew,
hello. How are you going?
What do you got?
Liam, wake me up before you go there.
Because he doesn't want to go out.
He doesn't want to go out.
He doesn't want to go out.
That's
you
a good
go,
guess.
But I'll stay here.
Yes.
Well, why does he want to be woken up?
Well, this is it. This is not him. It's not Wham.
It's not Wham.
Well, why? Wham. Can you do one where it is Wham?
I can,
because
absolutely.
That would be
do you think
fantastic.
We could play that song on Triple M? The full song.
Alex.
What do you think it is, Alex?
How you going? Is it Robert Palmer, Johnny and Mary?
Okay.
Johnny. I love this
so
song.
So this is a good story. Johnny's trying to find something in life.
Looking,
and Mary's like...
His girlfriend's a bit of a bitch.
Yeah, and Mary's not giving him what he wants.
He's at home. He's not doing it. This
sounds
ticking
good.
All the boxes.
This has got to be
this
it.
Is not it.
Oh, what?
Oh, what? You were joking.
The song Whisperer's driving me mad. Yeah. Jim. What is it?
Let Her Cry by Hootie and the Blowfish. And just let her
cry. It's another woman who's giving a guy grief.
Why is he...
It's another woman who's turning her back on a girl.
But he's being mean. He's being mean. Why is he
What's
saying
happened?
Let her cry?
No, it's not Hootie.
Oh,
it is not Hootie.
God, okay. Hang on, we got
what's
one.
What's the prize today, Dave?
Well, you mentioned Offspring tickets, which we didn't have, but we've gone to the prize
cupboard. We've gone to the prize
and we found two
we've
Offspring
found
tickets.
Two. So let's hope.
Let's keep going through these. Let's get to Simon. Hi, Simon. What do you think it is?
Hi, I think it's Split Ends, I Got You.
I Got You.
What is that? Can I got you, and that's all I want. A man.
Oh, Well, hang on, he's not happy.
He does know he gets frightened.
Kennedy.
Simon is correct.
Simon's correct. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Here we go.
Awesome.
I don't go out.
What was the giveaway for you, Simon?
What was the giveaway for you?
What was the giveaway? Oh, because he says sometimes we shout, but that's no problem.
See?
Oh, so he says these nights can lead to tension, resulting in harsh words. But it's not these exchanges that trouble him.
But what about his innocent face? What's that about?
I have no idea.
He didn't just say
well, he says, you can see my eyes. You can tell I'm not lying.
Oh, so we know he's got a very affectionate face.
Yeah. And he says, you're always out, and it gets on my nerves.
All right, Jane, it's already been given, so there's no point trying to guess it.
Oh, well, you get on my nerves.
He gets on everyone's nerves.
Thanks, Simon.
Hey, shut up, Simon.
We've
I'll
got tickets to the offspring
you.
For you, Simon.
Well done.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy. Onlookers. A source close to industry. Source inside
of pals. Friends of. Associates. Speculation. Room eyewitnesses. O.C. Wessex taking Meghan Markle's place.
It's time to call Bull.
All right.
It is. And
what do you got? This
well,
is a big one.
It is. It's that time of year. It's the first night of Married at First Sight.
What? It's too
2020.
Quick.
The first lesbian
Here
couple.
We go.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm afraid so. As far
They've been
as I'm
heavily promoting that, have they?
Well, through the tennis, you didn't get sick of the promotions.
I don't watch tennis. Oh. I don't watch tennis.
Well, a lot of people did.
Yeah.
A lot of people enjoy the tennis, but you're just a bit of a stick in the mud, aren't
well,
you?
Well, I just like sport, and tennis doesn't do it for me.
All right. Well, that's a ridiculous
bit
thing
of a nerd
to say.
Okay. How did the joke again?
As opposed to you being so cool.
Hmm.
Anyway. Yeah. That's the end of the pool. I dominate.
That's the pecking order, isn't
so
it?
So you're up for this. I know you won't miss a beat.
I will miss a beat. I'm going to watch it online. I don't know necessarily watch it as
Surely
opposed
it can't
to
be as good as last year. When I say good, those characters which were larger than life. Who was the one we interviewed? Wow.
Oh, Jessica Power.
Jessica Power. I've never been, you know me.
You were intimidated.
I like
you're
strong
scared.
Women.
You were rattled.
I've never been more frightened.
Yeah, that was very frightening.
It's like a bear attack.
As far as I can tell, there are the tattoo scenario is off chops this season. That's just with the women.
Okay.
There's a lot of tats going on. I'm just, this is an observation. Mm. And I've got
it's
all the biographies.
Tattoos on women. I have friends who suggest that if a woman has tattoos, you always think you're a chance. Which I find is demeaning on some level.
Your friends are very suspect.
I can't account for the way they think, but
no, you
I'm
can't.
Just putting it out there.
Well, I think it's
I'm
now de rigueur for people to have tats and out and proud to have tats on them. But I'm just going to go through some of the biographies of the people.
Like what
and
kind you, of tats?
Well,
where?
I'm...
Where?
Neck well, everywhere.
Tramp stamp or?
There's girls with
Why
tats
do women
all
get
over
tramp
them?
Stamps? Why is it men don't
cares?
But women do?
Who
no,
cares?
I'm interested. Why would you get a stamp?
In fact, I think that should be banned, that word tramp stamp.
Why?
Because it's just a at the small of their back stamp.
But why don't
I'm
women
concerned.
Get it there and men don't?
Mm. Well,
I'm
they
asking
do.
You.
Well, men should call
you
it a tramp
it
stamp too. I didn't bring up tramp stamp. Can I just go through some of these women and see
does
if...
someone know? Can someone tell me, please? Can you bring
well, listeners, we don't need to know. We don't have to go to a dictionary about it.
I would like
it.
To know because it's been bothering me.
Because traditionally in the olden days...
So you can hide it so your mum doesn't know?
I think
is
it was
that it?
In the olden
so
days.
Your mum doesn't know. Mm. But the olden
if a
days.
Women if women had a tattoo, it was frowned upon.
So
and
you put
it was seemed to be a bit...
hide it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, maybe think of that before you're leaning down to get the Steggles chicken off the bottom shelf in the supermarket. It's just a massive...
Why does it have to be massive?
Because
why is it massive?
Because I'm just trying. Hey, don't shoot the messenger.
And when were you last in a supermarket?
Well, you would have been
That's
in the chicken
the pertinent
aisle.
Question everybody wants to know.
Hanging out in the chicken aisle.
When have you cooked a chicken?
Oh, honey.
Oh, my
on.
God. You've never cooked a chicken.
No.
I know you can cook steak.
I woof them.
Well, you don't have an oven, so good luck with that.
If I got a tramp stamp, it'll be of a chicken.
Can you get a tramp stamp?
I don't think you're allowed to. I don't think guys can do it.
Right.
Well, anyway.
Okay, what do you got?
God, we've just wasted 3 minutes talking about stupid tramp stamps.
Let's go.
I'm going to read out some ladies and their biographies, and you say whether you're attracted to them.
Yep.
Okay. Michelle, spelled M-I-S-H-E-L. She's eccentric and young in spirit. 48-year-old Michelle.
What?
Okay. That's what they say. Young in spirit.
Young in spirit.
But old in age.
Hey.
Anyway, she's got two kids.
All right, okay. I got that.
Let's go to Connie.
You buried the lead there, didn't you?
Connie's 27.
Are they come on the show with her or what? What are they? What happens to them? The kids. What happened to the two kids?
The kids aren't coming on the show with her.
In the car?
They have never come on a show. They've never come on the show, children. Listen, be quiet.
Well, where do they go?
Shush. Connie's 27. This is what it says about Connie. She's a retail assistant student. Desperately lonely and uncomfortable in her own skin. Connie is an aspiring marine biologist who's been single for 5 years. Warning, Will Robinson.
What do you mean?
Okay, let's go to Poppy.
She's right for the picking. That's a...
Poppy. Poppy's 38.
Poppy? Is that her dancing name or her real... What's post-Poppy?
I don't think Poppy's a dancer. Her ex-husband left her for another woman when her twins that she had with her husband were just 6 weeks old. To add insult to injury, they now live in the same area as Poppy and she regularly runs into them while she's at the supermarket. Hang on, here's the feature of Poppy. See if she appeals to you. Self-deprecating, loud and funny, Poppy often uses comedy to hide her pain. Oh, my God, she sounds like me.
comedy and rosé. Do we meet the family that terrorises Poppy, though? Because I'd like to follow them around. Do we get to know them?
I'm sure we will. I'm sure. Tash is 31 and a bartender. Oh, sorry, a vegan bartender. Pass?
Oh, my God. Yes, we'll never cross paths.
Alex is 26. It's a deal breaker. She's a real estate agent and she has Serbian parents who are very strict. And she says in Serbian years, she says she's 100 now. Because she's not married at 26.
Oh, wow.
Driven, fiery and outspoken. Is that
so will they be happy she's getting married or not? You're going to have to
they
go and
want her
answer
to get
the
married.
Serbian parents. I don't particularly...
Oh, I found her.
That
I found her
my
for
cup
you.
Of tea.
It's Natasha. She's 26.
Hello,
she's a financial analyst, so she must be smart. Right. Natasha has always dated men who are significantly older than her.
Hello.
Oh, well, then you fit in. Because she's attracted to their success and power.
That's me.
All right, so that's the women. Let's go through some of the men.
I don't think we have time right now. I think we're going to come back and do the men tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
We've done the women.
What time's it on the TV tonight, by the way?
I guess 7:30.
Oh, you'll be watching it. All right, let's come back and beat this baby home.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Just about done for the day. And we want to thank Makita, by the way, and the cordless garden tools for Makita's cordless power garden.
Do you know what? The halftime entertainment at the Super Bowl should have been people operating
in
Makita.
Slow motion.
That's true.
Well, imagine, who was the girls?
Shakira and J-Lo.
Operating the turbo blower in slow motion to Hips Don't Lie.
If that's
not the greatest halftime entertainment at any sporting event in the world,
when's
that
our Commonwealth Games next coming up? Because they should have a formation, or even the Invictus Games, of just the Makita lawnmowers with the hedge trimmers. Couldn't they do that well?
They come out. That would win Australia's Got Talent.
Yeah, it would. I needed a turbo blower on the weekend.
What for?
Because there was a bit of flooding going on. Tradie Janie was out. She had to put her knee deep in water, trying to unblock a drain.
Is Tradie Janie a Makita compatible?
100%.
She is 100%. She's a
Makita
girl.
That's what she's got in her kit.
Miss Makita?
Totally. Miss Makita with my belt.
With your tool belt.
Yes.
On. Leaf blower in hand.
Hello.
Come on.
Tradie Janie to the rescue, everyone.
That's Tradie Janie. Give her a call.
And my hedge trimmer.
BYO Makita.
Because there's no cord.
Yeah.
You don't have a cord.
They hate cords at Makita.
They do.
They just want no part of it. We've got a song?
Cords are dangerous.
No, we don't today.
No.
Oh, okay.
The only one I can give you is a bit of a...
I'm on tonight, you know my hips don't lie. Makita don't lie.
I like that one. My hips don't lie.
With a leaf blower. Come on. From Makita.
All right, that's
the biggest.
Go to makita.com.au.
We love you. And it was the weekend is Makita time.
It is.
Here it is. I'm glad you got out there.
Or you can sneak one a little bit of Makita time.
I just curb crawl
before bed.
I curb crawl looking at lawns now going, oh, I'd love to Makita that.
It's so satisfying.
Imagine if I could get to that with a Makita.
All right.
Come on.
What's coming up tomorrow?
Lee Sales is on the show tomorrow from ABC 17. We love when she drops by. Geraldine Hickey is going to be our special guest as well.
Okay.
Today's podcast will be up in about an hour or so grab that.
What's a podcast? What happens there?
That's where you're down.
I'll explain later.
We're good.
Explain up this. Kennedy Malloy.
Another Kennedy Malloy catch-up, powered by Makita's cordless power garden range. More power and less noise with one battery across Makita's range of over 200 tools.